Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so you guys all back. It is really hard to get back into the swing of things. For those of you that actually got 4 days off, I get you. It's hard. For me, I always work. I've never been a fan of Thanksgiving weekend. I think it's because I'm such a workaholic. I told you guys, you know, I don't really have a lot of, you know, things wrong with me. I mean, I do. You know, I can't cook. Horrible with a lot of things, but the big thing I have is I'm a workaholic, so I cannot take like 4 days off, especially when it was so busy with COVID and flu and all that. But one thing I did do, which completely just blew me away, was I worked out and I had the TV going on while I was working out, and It's a Wonderful Life was playing, and I've never really seen that movie before. And I know that movie was made in 1946. And I think what happened is when you grow up in the 80s and there's a black and white TV show, even though I saw all the I Love Lucy's and, you know, the Dick Van Dykes and the Honeymooners, you know, I'm really fascinated with, you know, what was in the background in the 1950s or with The Wonderful Life of the 1940s. You know, what did they use for telephones and what did they use for? So I'm really fascinated by that sort of thing. But when I was younger, I'm like, I'm not going to sit and watch an old movie. I'm not going to watch an old movie. Well, a few years ago, I was visiting my friend's dad, who was in a assisted living facility. And I guess is it Turner Movie Classics? There's something where there's like older movies on. And I caught myself, you know, I was sitting there watching the movie with them, and I'm like, okay, this is a pretty good movie. And I'm like, one day I need to get back and I need to watch a movie from the 1940s. First, the men are handsome. Men of the 40s, I think, were some of the best looking guys, maybe even a little better than the 50s. So one is, all the men are really, really handsome. Number two is, the stories are pretty good. So anyway, It's a Wonderful Life is on, and I watch it, and I like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to, after about an hour, hour and a half, be done. And, you know, with commercials, it was, I think, 2-3 hours, and I was like, I need to still watch this. I can't stop. And I was really shocked because I never sit through a whole movie. It's not because I'm ADD. It's just I'm just busy. I don't have time to stop and watch a movie, especially a movie that is, what, almost 80 years old. And I got to tell you, I think every Hollywood producer, every actor, every writer needs to just take a step back and rewatch some of these old movies. Because the problem we have today with entertainment is these movies suck. Most of our current movies out there suck. Now, I did see a good movie. I did see Wakanda Forever. Wakanda Forever was good, but man, they missed the mark. They did a fantastic job honoring Chadwick Boseman, you know, who had died of colon cancer. They did a great job with that. But when you look at the dialogue and the jokes, you know, I laughed a little bit and I was, you know, but I found myself laughing more when I was watching the older movie. And I think the reason why is we're so distracted with these new movies. Fantastic costumes in Wakanda Forever. Fantastic artistry, beautiful CGI, but it's the whole purpose of a book or a song or a movie is to transform you and put you into that world temporarily. When these movies have so much special effects, and CGI and fake stuff, you don't get that immersed in it. And it's almost too much. I told you years ago, I was talking to my brother, because he was a big Transformer fan in the 80s. So I asked him, what did he think about the movies? He said, the movie was too fast. Like, what do you mean? He goes, it went too fast. The Transformer shifted too fast. I'm like, you're right. The whole purpose of the Transformer toys, you had to do this, you had to do this, you had to do this. Well, now, we're already numb to all that. And, you know, the Avatar's coming out. It's going to be one of the most expensive movies ever made. It has to make at least $2 billion to break even. By the way, A Wonderful Life, when it came out, it didn't do as well. It didn't get as many reviews, good reviews. I think it only made a few million. But it now is like the biggest classic of all times. I think the copyright, I'm not sure about the whole story of that. But, you know, it's such a good movie. And nowadays we have these movies that are just so overstimulating that, you know, I wanted to tell my kids, look, you know, sit and watch some of these classics. And it's almost like now it seems boring. So the thing I would just like to urge everyone to do, especially, you know, with the Christmas classics. To me, Christmas classic is Die Hard 2, Die Hard 1. Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 2 are my two favorite Christmas movies. Home Alone, I like, Elf. But I got to tell you, it's there. Just get back to a story. Get back to a something that relates with the... It's a Wonderful Life. It's about a guy, George Bailey, that never got to do what he wanted to do because all these things in life kept stopping him, and he gets depressed and he gets suicidal. Even though he has a gorgeous wife and great kids and a city who loves them, and there's snow and it's Christmas time, it was really real, and it could really relate to this day and age. Now with movies, I cannot relate to, you know, Iron Man. I can't relate to Avatar. They're beautiful and I could watch it and it's entertaining. But, you know, these are the types of movies we need. And I don't want chick flicks. I'm not good with chick flicks. I'm not good. Viggo Mortensen just did a movie about his father having Alzheimer's. And it was fantastic. I forgot what the movie was called. But Fallen or something like that. But, I don't know. And I don't want to start, you know, going to movies that are more, I don't know, Hallmark or lovey-dovey, but I think our movies these days, they're just not hitting home, and I think there's a lot more artistry that we're completely missing, and I just want to see Hollywood do better, especially if they're going to be charging $12, $15 a ticket. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Okay, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And we are taking your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we have a volcano eruption. Among everything going on, an election that still hasn't finished. Hey, we have the World Cup and the drama that's coming with that. Riots as it deals with COVID, lockdowns in China, new variants, everything going on. Why not a volcano? So we have a volcano that has erupted. Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, erupted today on Hawaii's Big Island. Now, there is an ash fall advisory currently in place. This hasn't erupted since, I believe, the 1980s, 1984. Actually, I think it started Sunday night. So the eruption began in the summit caldera of Mauna Loa. This was at 11:30 p.m. and then it started overflowing early Monday. Experts say it still remains confined to the summit area, but the strong winds could carry volcanic ash, fine ash, and thin fibers known as, and I'm going to mispronounce it, Pele's hair, downwind to the South Kona shore. Surface flows have come out, they said, of the caldera in past eruptions. It's not uncommon, but the magma could go into the rift zones, and that's a real concern. Then those rift zones, I guess then as it pours and flows, that can make it a more serious situation more rapidly. They say over a dozen earthquakes of more than 2.5 magnitude have already struck the region, according to the USGS, with one measuring 4.2 in magnitude. Residents are also advised that periods of snow and freezing fog may occur. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Hawaii and watched the volcanic ash and the lava. When the lava flows into the water, it's immediate smoke, and it's a huge plume. Adding any sort of water or cold just makes more of a plume. So there is a big air concern. I know Hawaii seems to have the cleanest air ever, but this could definitely pose a lot of problems. Some South Kona residents are already evacuating. I don't know if they're going to North Kona or East Kona or West Kona. Have you guys been to Kona? It's fantastic. It's a really beautiful island. The very first time I ever went to Hawaii, it wasn't Waikiki or Oahu. It was the Big Island, and there was a medical conference on Kona. So we went to Kona. The two major cities are Kona and Hilo. And Kona has a lot of the resorts and the conferences, and the beaches are black. You have a lot of volcanic sand in the beaches. They're beautiful. And so, I mean, it's not a surprise that Kona has a lot of volcanic activity, and that's where you go to watch the lava, and it's amazing. But it's still, even though it's the Big Island, it's still not that big. I mean, if you're going to evacuate and you got a big volcano on the island, they can move around the island, but eventually if it gets really bad, they'll have to leave. The eruption comes, they say, as Native Hawaiians are celebrating Lakuakoa, which is a former national holiday commemorating the signing of the Anglo-Franco Proclamation of 1843, which officially recognized the Kingdom of Hawaii's independence and sovereignty from Great Britain and France. This is being reported by Daily Mail. So the volcanic lava rivers have historically flowed into different communities, including Hilo. Hilo's on the other side of the island. And Hilo has about 45,248 residents. And then Kukio, which is, I guess, where there's a lot of rich people that live, like billionaires. And I'm not sure what that population is. So when you look at the pictures, it's exquisite, but it's lava, it's red ash, red skies, and it's. I would urge you to take a look at this. This is something that you don't usually see, and to me, I'm fascinated by it, but I am nervous because the Mauna Loa volcano is in a position on the island where things flow. It could flow it could very easily flow into the cities, especially Kona. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. This definitely is not something Hawaii needs right now, so we'll keep you posted. But, we'll go from there. All right, sorry, I don't have more information on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there was a lot of drama this weekend. In my neck of the woods, I think we had 4 homicides. I don't understand why Thanksgiving weekend has to be such a such a violent time. We have a Virginia state trooper who was shot by California cops because, and this is what we're being told, he murdered the mother and grandparents of a teenage girl he catfished online. What's he doing with a teenage girl? Why is he catfishing her? And then why is he murdering the mother and grandparents? And he's a trooper. He's a state trooper from Virginia. Austin Lee Edwards, 28 years old, we're being told drove across the country to meet a teen girl at her home in Riverside, California. For some reason, killed her mother and grandparents and then set the home on fire. He fled the scene when the girl he met, he then fled the scene with the girl he met online. So he kidnapped her. I don't think she went willingly. Deputies from San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office tracked him down, fatally shot him as he opened fire. He said he met the girl online and obtained her personal information by deceiving her with a false identity known as catfishing. Then he decided to meet her in person 2,000 miles away. So catfishing, for those of you that are kind of Gen X or boomers, baby boomers, the millennials and the Gen Zs, they know about catfishing a lot, where they'll go online to meet somebody, or they'll go on Tinder, and they'll be somebody that looks just gorgeous. And then they meet them in person, and they're like, wait a second, that's not you. Okay, it's called catfishing. It's where you you make a picture and you could just completely alter your identity completely, but what a lot of us do is we filter it. We do a very special angle. We, you know, maybe put a lot of extra makeup on, change the lighting. I mean, I could even make myself look good in pictures. I mean, that's how easy it is to catfish. You guys have seen, those of you who know how I really look in real person, what I could do with the picture, people are so shocked when they see me. You know, it's not that they're, oh, you're Dr. Dahlia. It's, okay, you don't look, how old was that picture? I go, I took that picture Saturday. What filter did you use? So, yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. This is just, it's frightening that you can have somebody who's in law enforcement go to this length to try to, one, trick somebody, and then when he does meet that person, murder the family. Grandparents Mark Winnick, 69, and Sherry Winnick, 65, were killed. Brooke's mother, or the girl's mother, Brooke Winnick, 38 years old, was killed. And then he set the place on fire. Now, is it because when he met her, she was like, who the hell are you? And he's like, well, I'm, you know, Dirk, the one that was, and she's like, oh my gosh, no, get the hell out of here. And then I don't, you know, we, it's dangerous and it's scary. It's very, very scary to think that, number one is our child, or children, could be, victims of predatory behavior. Two, that they could be kidnapped. And three, your child could be meeting somebody online and that person come to the house and then kill you. I mean, we're in a real sick world. And I told you guys this from the beginning. We are trusting online and our computers, and we are doing behaviors that nobody would have ever thought. It's interesting. There was a meme I saw a few years ago that said, when I grew up, you never got into a car with a stranger, and you never gave anybody your personal information over the phone. Now we are plugging in our address, our birthday, our social, our credit cards online. We're getting into Ubers. Then, you know, a lot of these Uber drivers are great people, but some of them aren't. And look at the trust we have. You would have never gotten into a car with a stranger. You would have never met somebody online, sent nude pictures. Our kids are sending naked selfies or sexts to other people. You don't do that. I mean, are we, and just because society is allowing it, are we evolving to the point, not even evolving, are we going to be facing extinction because we are doing such stupid things? And I'm not blaming her. You know, she was tricked. She probably thought she was talking to a teenage boy or another teenager. But, I think we really need to be more careful. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least four people have been killed and dozens more injured after an offshoot of Al-Qaeda attacked a popular hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, overnight. Battling continues at the Villa Rose Hotel, which is popular with government officials. Police say an unknown number of assailants armed with explosives and guns are involved. The Al-Qaeda affiliate is called Al-Shabaab, and they have claimed responsibility. Police in China have been detaining and arresting people as protests against the country's strict COVID measures spread to some of the bigger cities. Blank pieces of paper have become a symbol of defiance for protesters in China. They are expressing their anger over the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Protesters in Shanghai are chanting, "Down with leader Xi Jinping," and some are calling on the Chinese leader to resign. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got a little bit of news of what's coming out of Houston. Okay, so this, I tell you, this is not good. So I got family and friends in Houston, and I'm being told that they are on a boil water notice. Now, this is something that happens when there's power outages, when there's issues with water supply, and we're being told that the city of Houston has been placed under a boil water notice due to a system outage that occurred in the city of Houston's main water system. A water treatment plant had an outage yesterday, and it's going to be several more hours before the problem gets resolved. I think this also means if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. So I don't even know if you can flush it down if it's brown. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of toilet flushing either. Houston Water Director Yvonne Williams-Forrest, according to ABC 13, said she thinks it could take until Tuesday. Now, the boil water notice is because people need to drink, they need to cook, they need to bathe, which means the water is not necessarily potable. On Sunday at 10:30 a.m., the water pressure dropped below the city's required minimum of 20 psi due to a power outage at the East Water Purification Plant. This is according to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Forrest says the city's pressure system was never at zero, but just a regulatory limit. That pressure is important because it prevents anything from infiltrating the water system. 2.3 million people are now impacted, and so people again wondering why it's taking so long, but power outages happen, and power outages can also affect the water. So they're testing the water. They want you to boil it. If you're in Houston, boil all water used for food, drinking, brushing your teeth. Boil it for 2 to 3 minutes. Do not use chilled water lines from the refrigerators, and do not use ice from the automated ice machine because they cannot verify its potability. So that's a mess and a half. Godspeed. That's not easy. This is, again, a reminder that we always need to kind of have water on standby, and we need to have supplies, because when things happen, it always happens when it's not convenient for anybody. And here we are after a busy Thanksgiving weekend, they're having issues with water. So earlier this fall, I told you guys that you might want to not hoard, but if there was a cough medicine du jour or one of your favorite medications that you usually go to when you're sick, you might want to buy it in September or October. Remember I told you guys that you might want to stock up? Not necessarily stock up in terms of hoarding, but make sure you have what you need. Well, we are hearing that we are starting to see more and more shortages, and people are running out of options when they go and buy their medication, especially if it's their favorite. One thing I didn't tell you, which I'm going to tell you now, make sure you don't just have one favorite. You know, when my kids got COVID, they loved this mint liquid Mucinex. It was, to them, just the best thing out there, better than any pharmaceutical or whatever. Make sure you also have plan B. Make sure you also have a plan C. And I would recommend everybody have one extra bottle that they need for themselves for this winter. But we are experiencing shortages because we have high demand. We now have this possible railroad strike, and that is going to be a mess in terms of supply chain issues and, you know, trucker shortages, people being sick. And so my worry is, you know, when I saw about maybe 100 patients this weekend, and it was busy, a lot of flu, a lot of COVID, a lot of RSV, mono. I'm starting to see more mono, a lot of pink eye, weird rashes, just weird things as well. And, you know, people are like, well, I take my DayQuil, I take my NyQuil, but I ran out and the store was out. And I'm like, well, okay, then, you know, you shouldn't be on it more than 4 or 5 days anyway. We could try something else. But then when I would write an antibiotic or I would suggest something, they say they're in short supply. This is not good. This is not good. If I had a migraine and I couldn't get Excedrin migraine, I'd be in trouble, because for my headaches, the only thing that works is Excedrin migraine. And I hate being that person that says, sorry, there's only one thing that'll work for me. But I got to admit, I've taken Tylenol, doesn't do it. I've taken Advil, doesn't do it. And so, you know, preparation, it's all about preparation. Now, of course, a flu shot could help you so you don't get the flu. The COVID vaccine could help. Knock on wood, I haven't gotten COVID yet. I did get the new bivalent. I'm still expecting to get COVID. Remember, these shots don't make you completely immune. But I feel a little better that I got my vaccines. That's just me. It's personal choice. If you want to get the vaccines, they're out there. But that's another thing to think about. Once, you know, a family starts to get sick, or if it does start to overwhelm, there might be lines. There might be shortages. So just something to think about. You know, we think that we go through, especially as Americans, thinking that there's always going to be food on the shelves. There's always going to be medicine. There's always going to be vaccines. There's always going to be test kits. There's always, you know, no, things are not always going to be there. One thing that I think we learned with COVID, the biggest take home, I think, from COVID wasn't all the BS with the lockdowns and the mandates and all the stupid things that public officials did and the chaos and the lack of enough hospital beds and there were a lot of take homes. But the biggest take home I got from COVID was never say never. Never think that, okay, this is the way it is. When you go to work, it's always going to be at work. If you go to school, it's always going to be at school. The government would never close you down or arrest you for going to work. All these things we thought that wouldn't exist or happened. That guy was paddleboarding in California and got arrested because he was outside when the government said nobody should be outside. I would have never thought, we have national parks. Never thought that those could close down. We saw things happen that should have never happened. I never thought that loved ones couldn't be there with their loved ones at the hospital because these hospitals had rules, no family. My son had to have surgery. Fortunately, he was under 18, so they let me in. But if he was an adult, I would have had to sit in the car for 3 hours away from my baby. Aren't loved ones supposed to be a funeral? We couldn't have a certain number of people at a funeral. We weren't even supposed to have Thanksgiving. Remember there were Thanksgiving rules back in the 2020? Back in the 20s. Back in 2020. And so there's this meme where you weren't supposed to have a public gathering, a large public gathering for Thanksgiving, but you could have up to 20 people for a funeral. So the meme said, we're going to have a funeral for my pet turkey. 20 people allowed, bring a side dish. I mean, you would have never thought that would happen. I would have never thought we would have an election where you could fill out something and stick it in the mail and that be the way that, without any kind of checks and balances of what's happening. I would have never thought there would be ballots just sitting at a postal office like we saw in Baltimore a few months ago from the 2020 election. The concept of, well, that'll never happen. It will. People look at a lot of us Jews as, why are you always saying never again? The Holocaust could happen again. The Holocaust can happen again. Absolutely. We're already seeing Ukrainians killed, taken to camps, tortured, from what we're hearing. And from what we're seeing with the Russia-Ukraine war, yes, Holocaust can happen again. Yeah, well, we're never going to have leaders that are going to be that power hungry. We do. There are leaders out there that power hungry. So just never say never. So if you think there'll always be something on the shelf for you, or there'll always be a hospital bed for you, realize they're not being. You need to plan and you need to prepare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of your emails that I received this morning was you just found out that somebody at Thanksgiving dinner had COVID. When are you going to expect to be sick? Do you have to isolate? So, yeah, the rules with the CDC have changed back and forth. But most of us had somebody over at the house for Thanksgiving who probably had something and got sick. I know this because I saw a whole bunch of people on Friday, Saturday, Sunday saying, oh, I just tested positive. And I'm like, did you feel bad at all? Yeah, I felt bad, but, you know, it was the holidays. And so you are usually contagious with an average cold. With an average cold, you are usually contagious 2 days before you start to feel sick. With COVID, it could even be longer. So, you know, what do you do? Well, I mean, you know, it's out there. COVID's all over the place. I just was at a gas station. And while I was complaining about the gas prices, somebody else comes over and goes, man, yeah, ooh, you spent a lot of money. I go, I know, this is some BS right here. And my guess, that person could have had COVID. You're around people all the time. But if you did have somebody at the house for Thanksgiving and they, one tested positive for COVID, I would kind of use this. If you don't like them, use this as an excuse to not invite them next year. You know, and say, look, dude, you got me so sick. We're going to hold off having Thanksgiving this next year. Sorry, man. We'll do Zoom Thanksgiving. Yeah, don't have them over again. No. Your COVID incubation period is still 14 days. You guys remember the whole 14-day thing where you had to quarantine for 2 full weeks? Oh, that was horrible. The reason why is the incubation period is an incubation period is from the time you get exposed to the time that you get sick. With the original wild type virus was believed to be 14 days. I believe with Omicron and some of these variants and subvariants of Omicron, it's a few days. But technically, it could be 2 weeks. We are not telling people to isolate unless they now have symptoms. Your known exposure to COVID, well, originally they said if you were exposed to COVID but you weren't vaccinated, you had to isolate. That changed because even if you're vaccinated, you could still get COVID. That's why I thought that was kind of stupid. Where they're making people who didn't vaccinate quarantine because they were exposed, even though vaccinated people were still exposed also, and they got to go to work and spread it. So, as long as you don't have symptoms, you don't necessarily have to isolate unless you do believe that you are going to get sick. What I'm telling people is if you sat next to somebody who then has the rip-roaring flu or COVID or strep, then yeah, you might want to mask up. You might want to isolate. You might want to say, look, I was exposed. I don't know if I now have it, so I don't want to give it to anybody at work. Can I work from home? Which, by the way, I think is a nice thing to do. You know, if you think that you're going to come down with it and spread it to others, you could call your boss and say, can I work from home? If the boss is like, oh, hell to the no, then you could wear I'm sure a lot of bosses are saying that because they don't have enough staff. Oh, hell to the no. Then you might need to wear a condom. You might need to wear a mask when you go to work. I mean, maybe a condom if that's your type of work. But so, yeah, just because you aren't sick now doesn't mean you didn't completely get off safe with being exposed. Good question, though. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So China, COVID infections are spiking again. Now, I like to go to worldometers to look at what's going on around the globe. The problem is now that people aren't going into the doctor to get tested and they're testing at home and they're not, you know, being very honest about what's going on, I don't know if we could trust these numbers. In fact, the United States, every day, the numbers aren't even clocked on this world of meters of new cases because I saw, 100 people? Maybe 40 of them had COVID. I don't know if any of those actually went in to be officially diagnosed. So, now, I told them to get Paxlovid, and to get Paxlovid, you need to then have an official test. So maybe some of them did. But there's a lot of people that, you know, they can't qualify for the Paxlovid. They're on Viagra. Or they're pregnant. Or they're breastfeeding. Or they have liver issues or kidney issues. South Korea has reported another 22,000 cases. Japan, another 49,000 cases. This is COVID. We're not even talking about flu and RSV yet. But they say that China now is dealing with such an outbreak that they are, especially Beijing, has these restrictions because of their zero COVID strategy. 40,000 people now are testing positive every day. And as they are locking people down, we are starting to see more and more protests. And this is something that is, that could be a we're worried about World War III and what Putin can do with Ukraine. China imploding because of what's been going on can definitely add a lot of unrest. So they say protesters that are fed up with Xi Jinping's zero COVID restrictions have rallied in cities across the country. They are also, it's now also taking a, it's not going to be just about COVID. It could also be about the Communist Party rule. It could be a lot of things. So crowds, I guess there was also a deadly fire, by the way, in the Xinjiang region. But there's now COVID restrictions, blocked roads, things like that. There's a lot of issues going on. So protesters carry candles, flowers, signs to mourn the victims of the fire. Apparently this fire killed at least 10 people. And they're also protesting that there's, you know, they're done with the lockdown. They're done with, you know, like what happened with Shanghai, where people were locked in their apartments, but they weren't allowed to get food. And they weren't given food as easily and as quickly as they thought they would. They had a dog to walk. They had, you know, and those individuals living in China, there's reports that the pet will be killed if the pet was exposed to COVID. So if you have a pet, you're trying not to let people know about it. You know, a cat, you know, cats you could keep in the house, but sometimes cats can go out. And I think it was a cat that recently was killed a few months ago because they thought that the owner went to the hospital for COVID. You know, this is a world that you would not think exists, but it does. And people are starting to, I mean, it's a country of what, 1.4 billion people? They're not liking it. Now, there are some people that do. There's Americans who had no problem with the lockdowns, had no problem with people going out of business, people getting threatened to go to jail if they tried to feed their families. I've spoken to many people who are absolutely fine with the lockdowns. So I don't think all 1.4 billion are revolting, but a lot of the younger people, yeah, they're speaking out. So, you know, are we going to see finally a change in how we approach this? What I really want to see out of all of this smoke is, did we finally confirm that China either indirectly leaked it or directly leaked it? And if there is still a process that might be even leaking variants, I even though variants can be made just by circulating COVID in these labs, you know, did we ever solidify and lock down? If we're going to lock something down, lock down the half-assed protocols in these labs. That's what I would also like to see coming out of this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.